And on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Lydia Rebine, and Lydia's going to fill us in on what's happening at the Dawson, Cambie, and Milan libraries, right? As usual, right, Lydia?
Madison Library, not Milan.
Did I say Milan?
You did indeed.
All right, I said I'll make sure it's Madison. Sorry.
They probably have fun stuff going on, too, but I don't have a list of that, so I can't help them out.
Sorry about that. All right. What do you got going on today, Lydia?
Well, we've kind of got crafts on the brain right now.
Okay. Yeah, with the holiday season coming up, huh?
Yeah, that, and I don't think anybody really wants to leave the house too much, or if they're going to, they want to do something inside, so we're kind of shifting over into that mode.
Okay.
Lots of stuff for kids, especially. In Madison, starting next Monday, the 28th, we're going to have children's take and make kits available, craft kits. That one will be for a candy cane bead ornament or a snowman stocking ornament. Then the following craft will start on December 12th, also a Monday, and that will be a kit for a folded paper angel ornament. We're going to also have an in-person craft for the kids on Thursday, December 8th at 4 p.m. That one's going to be a custom glitter Christmas ornament where it's a clear ornament that they're taking and they can do a glitter design inside of it. Very cool looking. We're going to have 10 openings for kids. Pre-registration is required for it. So just give us a ring at 320-598-7938, extension 3. To sign up. Other kids events in Madison are going to include our preschool countdown to Christmas event on Monday, December 12th at 5 p.m. We're holding that in conjunction with the LQPVECFE. Bring your preschoolers to the library to make a Christmas countdown calendar and a magic reindeer. We're also going to have food, games, and story times. That one is also a pre-registered event. So again, give us a call at 320-598-7938, extension 3. One other thing that we are planning, but we have not set an exact time or date for it yet, is a Polar Express movie day. It's been a few years now since we have had a Polar Express day, and they're always fun, so we're looking to bring that back sometime in December. So stay tuned for details on that. Once we get the date and time set, we'll have it on our Facebook page. We'll talk about it on here and online, so just keep an ear out. Then over in Dawson on Sunday, December 4th, the Dawson Library is going to be taking part in the unveiling of the lights that have been hung at the Dawson tennis courts. The library will hold a children's story time as part of that event, so that should be very fun. Cambie also has take and make kids crafts. The week of December 5th, they'll have a 3D wooden snowman ornament. The week of December 12th, it will be a snow globe ornament. And then the week of December 19th, it will be a surprise craft in the take and make kits. Our book clubs also are still meeting regularly every month. Dawson's and Cambie's meet the first Tuesday of the month, with Cambie's at 10:30 in the morning and Dawson's at 6:30 in the evening. Madison's book club meets the second Tuesday of the month at 7:15 p.m. At their next meeting, Dawson's book club will be discussing This is the Story of a Happy Marriage by Ann Patchett, while Madison will be discussing A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles, and Cambie will be discussing The Christmas Blizzard by Garrison Keillor. That's some of the stuff going on. We've also got an author event coming up in January that we'll be talking about more soon. Another Midwest author that will be very fun to have here. But one other thing I wanted to mention, moving out of events, is to remind everybody of one of our great resources through the library, and that is ELM, or eLibrary Minnesota. ELM gives Minnesota residents access to magazines, journal, newspaper, and encyclopedia articles, and media, including images, videos, and audio files. ELM provides information on a vast array of topics, including consumer information, arts and humanities, career, occupation, test prep, current events, health science, social science, politics, business, and much more. But one of their little-known resources is their Science Reference Center, which really packs a punch when looking for science-related information. This database contains full-text content to support high school science classrooms. like all of eLibrary Minnesota's resources. The Science Reference Center integrates with Google Drive and Google Classroom and offers text-to-speech for HTML articles to aid auditory learners. Aside from full-text science magazines and journals, SRC contains a full text of reference books and encyclopedias, as well as full-length biographies from over 4,000 scientists. You can also access over 1,000 science experiments for home or the classroom. And a recent addition includes lesson plans aligned to next-generation science standards. So that is a great resource to check out. And again, that's Elm or eLibrary Minnesota. You can just Google Elm, or if you go onto our Pioneerland website, that will be one of the resources you can find in the different databases.
Is that free, Lydia?
Absolutely free. So anybody
need a library card for that?
You don't even need a library card. If you are in Minnesota, it can recognize from your IP address your computer. If you're someone in Minnesota and you go onto that website, you just automatically have access.
Oh, cool.
And the science database is just one of many, many databases. There's a lot of learning tools on there, but even if you just want to look up, say, an old copy of People magazine, you could find that in there.
Wow.
So just a huge database of information.
And what's that website again?
It is
Elm. I gotta look this up.
Elm or eLibrary Minnesota.
eLibrary Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or Elm, ELM.
Just ELM?
Mm-hmm. Like the tree.
ELM.com?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Didn't know that existed.
Yeah, a great website to check out.
All right, well, let's move into what are you guys reading over there?
Yeah, sounds good. We'll have the usual varied mix.
Okay.
I have been reading The Escape Artist, The Man Who Broke Out of Auschwitz to Warn the World by Jonathan Friedland. In April 1944, Rudolf Zerba became the first Jew to break out of Auschwitz, one of only four who ever pulled off that near impossible feat. He did it to reveal the truth of the death camp to the world and to warn the last Jews of Europe what fate awaited them at the end of the railway line. Against all odds, he and his fellow escapee, Fred Wetzler, climbed mountains, crossed rivers, and narrowly missed German bullets until they had smuggled out the first full account of Auschwitz the world had ever seen, a forensically detailed report that would eventually reach Franklin Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, and the Pope. Deb has been reading Hell and Back, Walt Longmire, Book 18 by Craig Johnson. Picking up where Daughter of the Morning Star left off, the next Longmire novel finds the sheriff digging further into the mysteries of the Wandering Without, a mythical, all-knowing spiritual being that devours souls. Walt thinks he might find the answers he's looking for among the ruins of an old Native American boarding school, an institution designed to strip Native children of their heritage. He has been haunted by the image of the Fort Pratt Industrial Indian Training School ever since he first saw a faded postcard picturing 100 boys in uniforms in front of a large, ominous building, a postcard that was given to him by Jimmy Lane, the father of Jeannie One Moon. After Walt's initial investigation into Jeannie's disappearance yielded no satisfying conclusions, Walt has to confront the fact that he may be dealing with an adversary unlike any he has ever faced before. Karen is reading The Wild Inside, Glacier Park, Book 1, by Christine Carbo. It was a clear night in Glacier National Park. 14-year-old Ted Stited and his father were camping beneath the rugged peaks and starlit skies when something unimaginable happened. A grizzly bear attacked Ted's father and dragged him to his death. Now, 20 years later, as a special agent for the Department of the Interior, Ted gets called back to investigate a crime that mirrors the horror of that night. Except this time, the victim was tied to a tree before the mauling. Ted's search for the truth ends up leading him deeper into the wilderness than he ever imagined, on the trail of a killer until he reaches a shocking and unexpected personal conclusion. Alice has just finished reading Shattered, Michael Bennett, Book 14 by James Patterson, and James O'Borney. Nothing could tear Detective Michael Bennett away from his new bride, except the murder of the woman who was his partner, best friend, and more. NYPD Master Homicide Investigator Michael Bennett and top FBI abduction specialist Emily Parker have a history. When Emily is found strangled in Washington, D.C., only Bennett knows her well enough to find the perpetrator, or so he thinks. At every turn, Bennett discovers that she was a woman as adept at keeping secrets as she was at forging powerful connections. And that those closest to her had both the means and the motives to permanently silence her. Bennett aches to return home to his new wife and the familiar chaos of his family. Yet he's driven to perform the most brilliant detective work of his career, even as the dangerous shadows in Emily's past are closing around him. And Naomi is reading The War I Finally Won, The War That Saved My Life, Book 2 by Kimberly Brubaker Bradley. Ada and her younger brother, Jamie, now have a permanent home with their loving legal guardian, Susan Smith. Although Jamie adapts more easily, Ada still struggles with the aftermath of her old life and how to fit into her new life. World War II continues and forces their small community to come together and rely on one another. Ada has never been interested in getting to know her friend's family, especially Maggie's mother, the formidable Lady Thornton. However, circumstances bring them in close proximity, along with other unexpected characters. How can Ada help the ones she loves and keep them safe? That's what we are reading at the library.
All right. As you mentioned, a lot of variety there again.
A little bit of everything. We've got fiction. We've got nonfiction. We've got adult. We've got juvenile. Just spans the whole spectrum.
All right. That's what we like. All right. Well, where are you located and when you open in Madison here?
Madison, we are located on the north end of Main Street, west side of the street, towards the end of the old business district. We're open Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 7:30, Fridays from 1:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. We are closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch during weekdays.
You got that memorized pretty good, Lydia.
Pretty well. It's just a matter of getting it all out correctly.
All right. All right, thanks a lot, Lydia, for coming in today and sharing what's happening at the Madison and Canby and Dawson libraries.
You bet. Always great to visit, Paul.
I didn't slip up on the ending here. Didn't say Milan.
You got it. Okay. But check them out, too. I'm sure there's fun stuff going on.
All right. Lydia Rebine with the Madison and Dawson Canby libraries.